Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday, August the 6th, 2013. We are live each weekday here on KVOI AM 1030, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are here from 1204 to 1 each weekday, and we stream the show at buckmastershow.com. That's my website, and at kvoi.com, the station's website. Bottom line is it's very easy for you to hear our program, whether you're at your desk at work or whether you're out in the car. We'll try to make it as easy to also hear the program anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com, where we podcast the program. And the show is also available at TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com as well. Today's show features a lead-off interview with the newly named interim director of the Arizona Cancer Center. 20 minutes past the hour, our certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman, will be hosting our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And Shelley just gave me through the glass a thumbs down. And that means not good news on the market, the Dow Jones having a difficult day. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly medication alert segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Linda Ray of the Tucson Weekly. If you have a comment or question, our Buckmaster Show live line is open for you at 790-2040. We also have an active presence on Facebook, which is easy to find. My name, Bill Buckmaster. We welcome you as a friend of the program. Well, the University of Arizona Cancer Center has a new leader. She is Dr. Ann Kress. She's the center's new interim director. She is one of the top cancer biology scientists in the world. She's a professor of cellular and molecular medicine and radiation oncology at the UA College of Medicine. Dr. Kress is also deputy dean for research affairs at the College of Medicine. She succeeds Dr. David Alberts. Dr. Alberts served as the Cancer Center director for more than 8 years until his recent retirement, but he will be remaining at the center as a researcher. Dr. Ann Kress joins me now in studio on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Kress, good to see you. Thank you, and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much. It's really going to be a challenge. It's a real privilege to be selected for the position, and I'm really amazed every day the more and more I learn about the researchers and the physicians that are really have as their mission to prevent and cure cancer.
And you oversee really one of the premier cancer centers, not only in the Southwest, but the United States.
That's absolutely true. It's an NCI-designated cancer center, which means that the NCI fully supports the center. Also, it's comprehensive. And what that means is that we have the mission to not only do outstanding patient care, but to do research into new ways to impact standard of care, as well as outreach to the community. We train the next generation. We have a very comprehensive mission, and we want to really serve the people of Arizona.
I was going to say, Dr. Kress, you know, we've been talking about a war on cancer for so many years. In your career, are we at a stage right now? You've been around a while in this business. Are there some hopeful signs?
Absolutely. We are living right now in an amazing period in cancer research. And the amazement comes from being able to combine our new knowledge of cellular and molecular biology to understanding tumor types. So why this is really important is that this allows us to now enact precision medicine. So in other words, not all tumors need to be treated the same way. Not all of them can be detected the same way. So this impacts both early detection, prevention, as well as state-of-the-art therapeutics. So not all tumors are the same, and some you need to treat and some you don't. So we really have tools now. And, you know, at the Cancer Center, we have researchers that are actively involved in trying to use those molecular tools to make sure they do the right treatments at the right time and with the right outcomes.
You really hit on a key, Dr. Ann Kress, when you talked about, well, the technology has made it so these tumors can now, even the smallest tumors can be detected in the different scans can detect these.
Correct.
But
yeah.
As you say, some may not need to be treated.
Absolutely, absolutely. So some are maybe very, very indolent and actually will change in their definition now of whether they're actually thought of as and named as a cancer or not. Some of them, you need to detect them very, very early because even if they're small, they're very aggressive. So there's that wide spectrum. And now the molecular biology and the cell biology has caught up with what physicians have known for many, many years. And now we have those tools. So in other words, we can basically use what is now known as theranostics. So we diagnose, but we also use that same molecule to therapeutically eradicate that small tumor nest.
And one of the challenges in dealing with cancer is just not one disease. It's many diseases. It's many varieties. I think there's several hundred that are classified. Am I close there with that number that are considered cancers?
Absolutely, yeah. There's in many different types of anatomical locations, those tumors can be very, very different. Even within the same tumor, there's a lot of heterogeneity. So I just came back from a think tank where this was discussed and debated on some of these rules and how to enact these molecular tools in with the physicians to make these determinations better and better and more robust. So it's all about precision medicine. It's all about trying to come up with new tools, new ways, and research is really the key to us moving forward and getting better and better care for people who have the unfortunate diagnosis of cancer.
Dr. Ann Kress is with us. She is the new, she's the interim director, new leader at the Arizona Cancer Center. And I think this was a very important story that came out last week, a panel of medical experts. They were really part, Dr. Kress, of a working group of the National Cancer Institute, writing in a commentary in the online version of Journal of the American Medical Association, that the time has come to alter how cancer is detected, treated, and defined. This is really major stuff.
Yeah, and it's I think our experience in this area at the Arizona Cancer Center is now well recognized in that we have been recently invited to join the National Cancer Center Network, which is basically the top 20. You're getting to be the top 20 of comprehensive cancer centers. And so this is a very proud achievement for us. It's something we've worked toward for many, many years. And I think it basically shows the promise that we have in putting together researchers, basic researchers with physicians to impact standard of practice.
And one of the things that came out in that report that more is not always better in cancer treatment.
That's true. That's absolutely true as well. But it really depends on having an informed decision, an informed tool. A molecular-based tool that can tell you when a treatment is appropriate, when it isn't appropriate, and then also to track the tumors as they're responding to treatment. So in other words, there are some drug regimens which if you do combinations, just like you do with other kinds of infectious diseases, you can tailor the treatments based on now what we know to be the response of the tumor.
Dr. Ann Kress is with us. She has recently been named as the interim director at the Arizona Cancer Center. How is sequestration, which is having many federal employees cut back on their working hours, is there an effect at the Arizona Cancer Center?
Well, sequestration is, for those that may not understand what that means for the researchers, it means that we received approximately 6.5% cut of our operating budget for research. And it had an immediate impact in that we had to reorganize. I think other groups around the country basically decided to do furlough Fridays, they call them. And I would say the overall impact for the cancer center was that the physicians and the researchers are not going to take a furlough. Cancer doesn't take a furlough. We're not going to take a furlough. So, but what we are do is we do is we basically try to streamline what we do and absorb that cut. So we don't – and we have successfully done that through strategic planning. So we don't have to worry about that cut impacting the research at the moment. My concern, though, is that we do train the next generation, and the message of those kinds of cuts to the people that we're training might have an unintended consequence. And we hope that that doesn't happen and that we can make up for that. From other sources.
Dr. Ann Kress with us. We've got about a minute to go, and I want to say that that is really this – that really jumps out at me, one of the top 20 now cancer facilities in the country. That is really terrific for
yes,
you and your colleagues.
It's a really shot in the arm.
Improving morale.
Yeah.
I don't know what the morale is now, but just that kind of thing is –
Well, it's a real shot in the arm, Bill, you know, and it's especially needed now when research and NIH is not able to support as many projects as they had in the previous years. But it's a real shot in the arm to realize that, you know, what we've been trying to do all these years, and the lymphoma program has really stepped up. Lots of other programs have been recognized now, and we are in the national club.
Well, it's a wonderful resource. All of us here in Southern Arizona delighted that we have the Arizona Cancer Center in our backyard. Dr. Kress, thank you very much, and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, I strongly recommend a trip over to Silver City. It's a fun road trip, only about three and a half hours east of Tucson. It's a mile high elevation, anywhere from about 5,000 to 7,000 feet. It is lovely this time of year after all the summer rains, and there are wonderful places to stay, including Pinos Altos Cabins, Lake Roberts Motel. I have sent so many people over to Silver City, and they all come back and they say the same thing. Bill, I had a fantastic time. You can find out more at Southwest New Mexico, all spelled out, .org. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Looking for that perfect late summer getaway? I recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Ranked number one on TripAdvisor, Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up!
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is at 12:21 on the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, how are you today?
Bill, I am good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, and the economic recovery continues as far as Wall Street is concerned, but today is one of those down days.
Right. Well, Wall Street is up, what, 18% for the year. Corporate profits are good. The thing that just is so frustrating and makes you just wonder what's really going on is the continued – well, two things. The continued high unemployment and underemployment is one thing. And the second thing is somehow the jobs that were lost in the Great Recession just don't seem to be coming back at the same quality and at the same pay grade. And you wonder if this is a permanent change in our economy and if there is something that can be done about it, or is it transitory? And, you know, we're now, what, 5 years into this recovery, and, well, just read what the Star has been featuring all week, mm-hmm. talking about Tucson and the problems in Tucson. But it's not just Tucson. It's all over. 60% of the new employment numbers in this past month were people who were either on part-time or less than full-time jobs. So, yeah, the number wasn't a bad number. It wasn't what was expected, but it wasn't a bad number. But when you dig into that number, it is very, very alarming in terms of, how many jobs does it take? I was just listening to the news in the hour before we came on mm-hmm. the air. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder, how in the world can you survive on $7 or $8 an hour, even in a relatively low-cost city like Tucson?
Yeah, it's really very disturbing, and kudos to the Star so far with their Poverty in Tucson series that's running all week. And we've known for forever, really, that Tucson's a low-wage community, yeah. But still, that's no excuse.
No, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse for relying on the service sector as much as we do. It's not an excuse for, I think, the not-in-my-backyard thing. I mean, I'm about as left-wing as anybody in my profession can be, and it's not a left-wing profession.
Right.
But when I see the reluctance on the part of communities and people in Tucson to embrace growth and embrace the things that need to be done, even perhaps at the expense of the environment to a certain extent, and at the expense perhaps of some old structures in town, and maybe even some traditional Native American sites. We need to build a critical mass in the economy of this town. If we don't do it, we will go earlier and deeper into recession than the rest of the country when it's on the downswing, and we will climb out less steeply when it's on the upswing. And that just hurts so many people that, when I see some of those people, it just is very discouraging, and it's been year after year. And, I wish I could have a big smile on my face today and say everything's great. And in a macroeconomic sense, I think things are very, mm-hmm. very optimistic.
But the reality is the working person who's just getting by sees or hears or reads that Wall Street's having a good year, up 18%, and then they're saying then, well, how does it affect me? It doesn't in so many ways.
And you just don't get you don't get a lot of very concrete proposals from either side of the political spectrum. And when you do, they get shot down by the other side.
I know. Really, it's very disturbing. Let's go to Dan. Dan is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan, you're with Shelley Fishman. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Thank you, gentlemen. I don't know if either of you have held businesses of your own before. It doesn't sound too much like it, but I've got about $6 million invested in Arizona in franchises, and I could do better by buying 10-year bonds, to tell you the truth, because I'm making so little. Now, do you think it would be better for me to increase my average wage from $10 to $15, or would it be better to just shut them all down and put the money in the bank?
Well, okay, Dan, that's a great question. Thank you for it, and I hope we have time to answer it. First of all, I can't speak for Bill, but I can speak for myself. I've run several businesses. I know how tough it can be.
Well, this is my first. I've learned a lot running this small little business. Go ahead,
sure.
Shelley.
So the decision to be in business or just invest the money somewhere else is a very personal decision, and it's not one that I can advise you on. However, what I can tell you is that when it comes to your costs of doing business in the industry and vis-a-vis your competitors, that what you must rely on is a kind of a level playing field, so that if you are going to give raises to your employees and your competitors don't do it and they can keep their costs below yours, then that's not going to work well for your business. If, on the other hand, there were level playing fields, and the only way you can force that to happen, of course, with wages, is by raising minimum wages so that everybody must pay those minimum wages, that tends to help make the playing field more level, and therefore you can adjust your pricing to meet your higher costs. Now, does that always work as smoothly as I just kind of presented it? No, of course not. But what happens if you liquidate your business and invest it in something that's safe and is going to produce returns in the 2-3% range? Well, a lot of people are out on the street, and you probably won't be as fulfilled as a business person. But it's very hard, and I really do appreciate the question because it puts that perspective right there on the table.
Shelley Fishman with us. It's our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Dan, thank you for that question. It was a very good one. Shelley, so the economic recovery, it's a good – we've had a good run here on Wall Street, but I think the bottom line is a lot of folks are suffering.
A lot of folks are suffering, and they don't see their way clear. I mean, we have slipped now from the most one of the most opportunity rich countries to down seventh or eighth among the industrialized nations. We're below Great Britain right now in upward mobility. Very troubling, and we really do need to put pressure on elected officials to get something done here.
Shelley, where can people find out more about you?
Bill Buckman, BuckmasterShow.com, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a great week.
Okay, you too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A prosecutor says Nidal Hassan believed he had a jihad duty to murder his fellow soldiers. Opening statements came today at Fort Hood in Texas, the trial of the Army psychiatrist accused in the 2009 shooting spree that killed 13 people at Fort Hood. Officials in Yemen say terrorists have shot down an army helicopter. All eight people on board were killed, including a military commander. Syrian state media say a car bomb has gone off in a Damascus suburb, killing at least 18 people and wounding 56. It happened in an area that overwhelmingly favors the regime of embattled President Bashar Assad. On Wall Street, stocks still in negative territory. The Dow down 88 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 25. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our new monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 take 17 prescription medicines each year and 6 or 7 each day. Our Medication Alert segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine dean and founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by more than 2,000 people from 180 countries. You can visit, and we urge you to do so, CredibleMeds.org. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
You know, we had a question that came from one of our growing Facebook fans that knew we were going to do this segment, and they wanted me to really start off. They were concerned about their hearing that more and more medications are coming from overseas. So they're worried about the safety of drugs made outside the university, the U.S., and then are sold in this country.
It's a serious problem. Many of the medicines that are made overseas are counterfeits. And when you buy medicines on the internet especially, counterfeiting is a serious problem. So the FDA has had a hard time regulating medicines in this country. They only have about 8 people assigned to China, 3 or 4 people in India. So how can they keep up with those massive manufacturing problems? So that means as a person, to take care of yourself, you have to go to a pharmacy you trust. Don't buy on the internet unless it's a very trusted source, and there are ways to test that. But it means that you need to watch your medicine carefully. Medicines can be manufactured overseas by reputable companies and be taken safely. But you have to watch where you get your medicines.
And many people like to go down to Mexico to buy their medicines.
Exactly. And many of those are counterfeit. Many of those are contaminated with toxins. It's been documented over and over. Many of the dietary supplements that people take, those are unregulated by the FDA, remember. They have been contaminated. They've been found ineffective. So it's a major problem. That's why we're here.
That's
to talk
right.
about how do you protect yourself, how do you stay informed, and what are the credible sources of information that you can count on.
And medicine, the cost of medicines, many people complain it's so high in the United States, and people who travel overseas, maybe they find the medicine being much cheaper. Why is it so much more expensive in this country?
Well, we've taken it upon ourselves to create most of these new medicines. Our National Institutes of Health generates the science on which these medicines are based. Then our pharmaceutical industry, biopharmaceutical industry here and abroad, spend about $130 billion investing in new medicines. So it's a very expensive process. It takes about $4 billion to get one product to the market because so many fail. And that means that the final product is going to be expensive. The companies have about 10 years before their patents expire to make back $4 billion in some profit. So the average new cancer drug now today costs about $100,000 per person per year. That is unacceptable. So that's why I'm so proud of Critical Path Institute. They're really working to make that process more efficient. But at the end of the day, the medicines will be expensive. And after about 7 to 10 years, you'll have generic medicines. And people need to know that generics are, if they're bought at a reputable pharmacy, they have been tested and proven by the FDA or to the FDA that they're equivalent to the previous brand drug. So don't be afraid of generic drugs, medicines.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question about your medication, Dr. Woosley would be happy to entertain that question. We talked last month, Dr. Woosley, about painkillers. There's been some interesting information that's come out in the last 30 days that men still outnumber women in overdose deaths involving prescription painkillers, but the growth rate is increasing more quickly among women.
Exactly. And there are explanations for why that may be. Women more often go to the doctor. Men, the macho man, is unwilling to admit they need help.
But we all know guys like that who say they have not been to the doctor in forever.
Right. And they're proud of it.
And but I hear that. I hear that from men. And they will say, Dr. Woosley, and you've heard it too, I don't want to know. That's kind of the way a lot of guys look at it. I don't want to know that they're afraid the doctor's going to give them bad news.
Exactly. And it makes it very hard to prevent an illness, and that's often too late. We've got to start getting ahead of the curve here, and instead of trying to treat cancer and all the other serious health problems that are out there, the chronic illnesses, we've got to start investing in prevention. But that means people have to be informed. They need to go to their doctor when they should and take care of themselves. A lot of people think that they're taking vitamins and supplements and that's going to do it. The evidence doesn't support that. The evidence supports that if you have a healthy lifestyle, you eat a balanced diet, and you take your medicines after when you've had a diagnosis, you will live longer, and we will live longer. But you know, in this country, we spend more than the rest of the world combined almost on health care, but we don't have the highest standard of living and health in the world, and that's because we don't do all those little things, the blocking and tackling that make all that science and technology help us.
Dr. Ray Woosley with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's our Medicine Alert segment on the program, a new segment that we have here on the Buckmaster Show. We invite Dr. Woosley to be on the program the first Tuesday of the month. That makes it very easy for you to remember when he is going to be here. Also, the Credible Meds website, we should tell folks about that. You've kind of upgraded that and where they can find. The site has information, all sorts of information, drug interactions.
Exactly. Yeah. We have three portals on our website, one for the public, one for scientists, and one for healthcare providers. And you can go to any of those and you can see the kind of information that's relevant to the safe use of medicines, help you manage drug interactions, anticipate what the cause is. There's for educators, there's tools there. We just got an email this morning. Someone said, we really like your brochure on how to use blood thinners safely, and they want to distribute it to everybody in their clinic. And we want everybody to do that.
CredibleMeds.org is the website, and a very convenient way for the Buckmaster Show listeners to find CredibleMeds.org is just go to BuckmasterShow.com, and we have a link to the CredibleMeds.org site there. I want to go back to the painkillers. There's been quite a bit of information that a growing number of doctors who specialize in pain are now requiring, Dr. Woosley, their patients to submit urine samples. They also, in some cases, want a written confirmation from the patient that they are not going to overuse the drug. And I guess this has grown out of the simple fact that these drugs have been abused.
Exactly. They're the most highly addictive medicines that man has ever known. It started with opium, and most of these medicines are cousins of opium and morphine. So there was about 10 years ago a recognition that doctors weren't controlling pain. And now I think the pendulum has swung too far. We are over-prescribing. You get a root canal and you get a 10-day supply of a potentially addicting medicine when 1 or 2 days would be plenty. So we've got to bring that pendulum back. We've got to gather the respect for those medicines that we've lost. And some of that comes from what we see on TV. The ads on TV encourage you to think that every problem you ever had could be solved by this pink pill or purple pill.
And we were talking about the cost of a new drug, and a lot of that is due to the marketing promotion that is spent to convince doctors to prescribe the new medicine. I mean, we've all gone to the doctor's office, and they have pens, and they have notepads from this this particular drug manufacturer, and I don't know. It leads the patient to believe, well, what? Do they get free trips if they prescribe a certain a number of drugs? Well, it does open the question up to consumers, what's going on?
It does, and it's a crazy system we have. The doctor makes the decision on what medicines will be bought, but they don't pay for them. You pay for them or your insurance companies. So there's this perverse incentive to overuse medicines, and that's, again, why the patients need to be informed. In this country, we let companies charge what they want. We don't control the price of medicines. The rest of the world, they do. Companies have to negotiate a price for their medicines with the government, and that's why it's so much less expensive for these medicines overseas. So we see patients cutting pills and missing pills. That's very dangerous. Don't do that. There are companies that will give you your medicines if they're very expensive and you can show that you can't afford them. So there are free sources of medicines. So do some research. If you can't afford your medicine, don't stop taking them. Work with your physician and your pharmacist to get those medicines you need. Cutting a pill is a very dangerous thing for some pills.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, good information as usual. And the website, we urge folks to go to crediblemeds.org, or you can go to buckmastershow.com, where there is a link to crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, we'll see you next month. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up now on 1246 on the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday arts report, with the Tucson Weekly's Linda Ray. That's coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back. It is the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Theater Tucson, and Linda Ray is with us from the Tucson Weekly. Linda, good to see you.
It's always great to see you, and there's so much to talk about.
Oh, my goodness, you've been a very, very busy lady getting ready for the, I think it's August 22nd,
exactly.
The big
fall arts preview,
which
it's
is
epic.
The big one of the year, really. I mean, everybody kind of gears up in the fall, right?
I know. Everybody ought to get out their calendars and their credit cards and get ready. I mean, there are a lot of season tickets on sale, but we're going to have individual prices, so we'll have it all by the end of the month.
Linda, let's start with music. You talked about a website, and perhaps you can bring us up to date on that. The website, we're kind of one-stop shopping to find out about great music in the area.
We're so happy with this, and all the musicians and the venues love it. I hope everybody listening will go out there and get to it. There's no HTTP, there's no www. You just, in your browser window, you just type Tucson Weekly, all one word, dot getinto. That's getn and the number two, getinto dot it.
So it's like getting to it.
Exactly, and that's what's going to make it hard to remember that dot before the IT. So let me just do it again. It's Tucson Weekly, all one word, dot getinto, getinto.it. And the reason we're making such a fuss about it is you can go out there, any little place that has a live act, you're going to be able to find out the bio. There'll be photos.
Wow.
If they have music online, there'll be streams there.
Great resource. Great resource.
Exactly. So you can find out, say you've got too many things to do in one night. That's going to happen a lot this fall. You can go out and see if you want to see those other people the next time. So it's a wonderful resource. We're thrilled to be able to provide it.
Linda, give us a couple of your music picks for the next couple of weeks.
Sure. We're real excited. I know you are, about Chris Isaak. Town. And now Andrew Kohlberg, our own hometown Andrew Kohlberg.
He'll be opening the act.
Him. Right. That's at the Fox on Wednesday, August 7th, coming right up. Do you want me to get
tomorrow night.
Ticket prices?
Tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow night. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
you can give
night.
Ticket prices.
$34 to $98. Then, this is for your rock fans out there, also on August 7th at the Rialto, doors at 7, show at 8, the Foles. Big indie band. A lot of people love them. $21. It's an all-ages show. Saturday, August 10th, out at AVA, Los Tigres del Norte and Voz de Mando.
They're a really big Spanish act.
Huge.
Yeah, huge.
So I'm excited to tell people about that. I bet it's going to be sold out in minutes. So,
and our jazz fans.
Yeah, here's something I want to mention. It happens every Sunday, but now that I have a chance, I want to tell you about the Hot Club of Tucson featuring Matt Mitchell, the best guitar jazz artist in town, at Club Congress every Sunday for brunch starting at 11. So check that out sometime. St. Philip's Friend of Music, we're finally getting some classical music back in the stream here. They're presenting the Phoenix Chamber Brass on Sunday, August the 11th at St. Philip's. It's $15, a bargain at that. Then
it's such a great venue, St. Philip's.
Yes, the sound is beautiful, but I'm holding out for Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
At AVA. Mm. We were thinking they were somewhere else. But they're at AVA on – he's at AVA on Wednesday, August the 14th. Tickets are $30 to $65, another bargain if you ask me. And then we go back to the future with the great local community radio station, KXCI. The
celebrating,
music station.
They've right, got a big anniversary, don't
right,
they?
Right, and they're going to celebrate like it's 1973 at the Rialto, and that's $11. So go to Get Into It. That's TucsonWeekly.getinto.it. You'll see all the musicians playing everywhere, all over town.
All right, a lot of good music coming up. Now
right.
We switch over to theater for our theater friends. Where do you recommend folks go for theater?
Well, theater's been going on all summer long, as you know, but we love that the Parallel Lives is opening at Beowulf Alley on August 9th, continuing through Sunday, August 25th on Fridays and Saturdays. Tickets are $20 and with some discounts, and you go to you email or call for tickets. You can find that on TucsonWeekly.com.
And they're located on South 6th, that
right,
theater.
Right, 11 South 6th. On Stage Productions is bringing, and that one's a comedy. Arizona On Stage Productions is bringing a musical to the Temple of Music and Art, the little cabaret theater there. So closer than ever, it's a musical review in two acts. It continues through Sunday the 18th, except for the 16th. And you all know where the Temple of Music and Art is, I'm going to assume. What's fun is that Theater for Kids is opening this week. Arizona On Stage is also presenting at the Cabaret Theater Pinkalicious, the musical for kids. And there's a feature about that in this week's Tucson Weekly. So pick it up and check it out and take your kids. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great for the kids. So there'll be some theater for the kids. Now for art... we have some items coming up very soon.
On the 10th. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably know Daniel Martin Diaz. Mm-hmm. People who don't know him know his sculpture on this side of the parking lot downtown across from Hotel Congress. Well, he has a gallery down there, Sacred Machine, for people who don't know. He's also got a book now. He did a book on called The Soul of Science, funded on Kickstarter, of all things. So that's going to be – he's going to have that available, and he's going to sign it on August the 10th from 7 to 11 p.m.
That's a Saturday night. Sacred Machine, 245 East Congress.
Then Cafe 54 has started really promoting its art shows there. I don't know if you know. It's at 54 East Pennington. They are opening a juried exhibit called Culture and Creativity. The opening is from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday, August 10th. There'll be a raffle. There'll be live music, a wearable art fashion show, performance art, food, and beverages.
They do a great job. The Cafe 54 Art Foundation provides art supplies to people recovering from mental illness.
Exactly. And visit cafe54.org for more information. But they've got more exhibits coming online. We've talked about them in the Fall Arts Preview. Closing, if you want to run up and catch this, I think we talked about it last time at the Jewish Community Center. Mm-hmm. Routine Despondency, Gary Swimmer's line art that he makes with metal. Interesting technique. So.
And that closes August 14th. So if you want to check that out, stop by Jewish Community Center.
Right.
That's over on River Road. Photography.
Yeah, this is just a quick note. Everybody, there's so much to photograph here, and everybody's a photographer these days. But if you're really interested in taking your nature photography seriously, the Tucson Botanical Gardens has a class for you. They're going to review the digital camera operations and settings, talk about post-production adjustments, bring your camera, extra batteries, memory cards. You're going to be taking a lot of pictures. Vicky Stromee, who has exhibited there at the Botanical Gardens, is going to be giving that class.
They have a nice space there. I love the new entrance, too, to the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Looks really nice. Tucson Museum of Art, the Arizona Biennial continues.
Right. That just opened a couple weeks ago. Everybody ought to check that out. We have a predominance of Tucson artists. It was a statewide juried event. And other things that are closing, well, not for a few weeks yet, but you know Margaret, who usually does
Margaret
this spot
Regan,
so
yes.
beautifully, curated a show called Museum as Sanctuary, Giving Voice to Tucson's Refugees. And it was created by members of families who were affected by trauma, torture, and so on. It's part of the refugee experience. And there were a couple of other exhibits that the museum put together along the same themes. One of them features work by prominent artists in the 40s and 50s, really dramatic work about the refugee experience from Germany during World War II.
So that's going on, I think, through
the middle of September.
Yeah,
mid-September. I just wanted to make sure we talked about it.
And I wanted to carve out a few seconds to talk about what's upcoming on the Tucson Weekly, the big fall edition. August 22nd?
It's August the 22nd. We've been, I was just talking to Dr. Woolsey
yes,
on the
Dr.
way out.
Woolsey.
We have everything that's going on at the university and at Pima College, and they both have very active programming for the public in dance, theater arts, fine art in their galleries, films, and so forth. So you'll find all of that in the weekly, along with everything that's happening in the local venues. So we're really excited for everybody to pick that up and save it, because you'll never read it all in one day.
That's right. That's for sure.
But it's
and you never put it together
fall.
In one day. You work many, many, many weeks on that. Linda Ray, terrific to have you on the program.
Thank you, Linda Ray,
from the Tucson Weekly, the every other Tuesday arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Fox Theater Tucson. And bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Culligan, thank you very much. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a nice, cool bottle of Culligan. It's wonderful. They do a great job. Water tastes good. That's the bottom line. John C. Scott Show comes up this afternoon. John will be in this very studio from 3 to 5 this afternoon, then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope your Tuesday afternoon and evening goes very well. Have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.